I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
We'll think about it.
We'll think about it.
It's just admin now.
Admin, love it.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter. What a joy.
It's getting more and more like rambunctious.
Have I told you that I've actually incorporated that into my shows now?
You haven't told me, but I've seen it a lot. Yeah. So I kind of just assumed.
Every show I do now, I back announce myself and then I go, it's me, Emily Tressiter, after just saying, welcome to the stage, Emily Tressiter.
No, but when you do like spots and stuff like that, you get up on stage and you're like, it's me, Emily Tressiter.
And no one knows who the fuck I am, which I think is the joke. I'm not sure what the joke is, but I like it a lot. Anyway, Vicky Hanlon.
Yes,
this Emily week Tressiter. We have the honor.
Yes.
Privilege.
Yes.
Of hanging out with one of our great mates.
True. We don't get to see her very often, and when we do.
We don't get to see her very often. International comedian Ariel Conversi.
Oh, woo! Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hello. Thanks for coming and being in Melbourne. You're not supposed to be
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Yeah.
This is the podcast that was never meant to happen.
Yeah, this is it. Consider yourself lucky listeners. Yeah. No, I was meant to be in New Zealand right now at the New Zealand Fringe in Wellington. And I was supposed to be doing a variety show with me and another American drag performer. And they kind of unexpectedly had to leave and go home.
No.
And so I didn't want to do it by myself. And I didn't want to spend a week just farting around Wellington alone
either.
So.
But I mean, the Fringe is on. There may have been people we know there, right?
There was like...
I know a couple of people that were over there, but not like a huge amount.
No, and it's funky because it's a smaller fringe, so people only do like 3 to 5 night runs.
Yeah.
So I knew a lot of people that went that were doing like maybe 5 nights in like the beginning of the fringe.
Sure. And or at the end.
Yeah, exactly. We were only at the very end because we did all of Adelaide. So it was... So
I guess
like
most people
three
here,
people in
Wellington. Most people here are doing, they'll go Adelaide and then take like a little tiny
little
bit of a break.
Like we can change,
and then start doing Melbourne rather than fly to New Zealand and, oh gosh, die.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not about dying.
No.
No,
I think,
but
I mean,
sick.
I'm
so
sick,
yeah,
so everything is life and death.
it's got a haze over it.
There's a real kind of Grim Reaper vibe to her today.
It really is. I'm here for it.
I woke up, 2 days ago? Yesterday. Days don't mean anything to me anymore. And all of a sudden I was just like, oh, I'm sick. No, yeah, okay. Because I was waiting for it to happen during festival. It always happens during festival.
So maybe it's better.
So I'm hoping that I get sick now.
Fingers crossed.
And then I don't get sick for
It'll
the whole
be
festival because I do not
if you
have
get sick now. And then
also festival.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past you, but also let's hope not.
I do not have time to get sick during the festival. Too
Ain't
busy.
Got time for that.
Oh my god!
Have you been sick recently?
I have been very lucky and avoided it. Like in Adelaide,
I'm so sorry
something
for
really
bringing
fucking
you here.
Gross. Yeah, this is it. I'm dead now. In the future, I'm dead. But
I mean, Vicky did say that.
I did.
She did.
Yep.
In Adelaide, like everybody, so I was there for pretty much the entire festival this year. I came in early, even though we were just doing the last 2 weeks. I came in for the entire festival. Fun, but also maybe a mistake.
Yeah.
I was so tired by
Those
the
are the
end
mistakes
of
you don't realize until you've made them, though. Like,
yeah, and I've never been out in Adelaide for the entire festival before that. I've like done Melbourne for the whole thing, and other like, but never Adelaide. And
Adelaide's a different breed.
It's an entirely different breed, and I've done it. Yeah, and I just have never done the entire thing in all in one go. Like, I've done it, like, do my run, leave, and then come back for a bit, but never just there the whole time.
Yeah. And I think I've only ever done, like, you know, like 4 days maximum at a time in Adelaide.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everyone got sick at the beginning of the Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone got really, like, gross sick, and it, like, tore through, especially, like, our venue, the Wine Center.
Yeah.
And, like, Marcel and Eleanor, who run it, both got quite sick.
Great.
A bunch of the acts got sick. It just like this horrible thing just like came through, got everyone real ill. I avoided it, didn't get it.
Congratulations.
Which I How did really, you avoid it?
I don't know. I just wasn't hanging on the venue that much because my show hadn't started yet. I was seeing other things. I was just just was out. And then if everyone's fine. And then something real gross flew around at the very end as well. And like Claire Sullivan, Lauren Bach, like Bridget Fahey, like everyone got super sick at the end. And I've also managed to avoid that one.
Well done. I think it does run in threes. So you probably avoid this one too.
I think you'll be fine.
I'm hoping, but I also know just like in my like heart of hearts that the second I walk off the plane in the States, I'm just going to collapse into like a fevery, 100%. Puddle.
Well, this is what I was.
I also think the alcohol helps.
Just like, kill all
the inside. Yeah.
I mean,
out
it's
currently.
Basically like having hot toddies every day, just minus the stuff that's actually good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Minus the hot water and the lemon.
I went and got my hair done yesterday because, like, pre-festival, it's what we do, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Not me. I don't give a fuck.
I won't have time to, like, look after myself for a month. Yeah. So I went and got my hair done. And it was, like, that day that I woke up sick. I got there and my hairdresser was like, oh, my God, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry if I get anyone sick. She's like, here. And then gave me, like, a whole box of like a whole tub of vitamins, like Armor Force. I don't know Armor Force is, but she just gave them
I've
to me.
I've heard that that's good.
Yeah, well, she just was like, I just went and bought these, but you need them more than me. Have them.
Yeah.
She gave me like a $30 box of vitamins. I was like, all right,
Maybe we should take one of them each.
Yeah,
They're on the counter over there. Go for your life.
Every year, because like I got really, really like deathly ill.
Yeah.
What was that, like 4 years ago here at the Comedy Festival when I was hosting every single 5 for 5?
Yeah. Are they 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago. And I got like wildly ill. Like people were like, you need to be in a doctor's office. Yeah. And I was like, I don't have insurance.
I'm American.
I don't need money. And I was like deathly ill. And I didn't bring like good American cold medicine.
Sure.
Because I just didn't think about it. And every year since then, I've just packed like so much. Fuckloads of like DayQuil, fuckloads of NyQuil, all the vitamin C, like all the emergency, all the Zicam, like just pack like almost a whole. Like,
that is so American of you to just like list the like actual brand names.
Just go nuts. Just all of them. And so
they think you're like smuggling stuff. And you're like, no. I'm doing the comedy festival.
And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm doing 3 festivals in a row. Yeah. I cannot get ill. And if I am ill, I need to be able to just power through.
Yeah.
So all my fun happens in these 2.5 months. And if I can't have the fun, I'll die.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Well, I think the first festival I ever worked at that I worked for the festival, I got so sick. I got like a really bad ear infection that my ear has never quite recovered from. Because every time I get sick, it hurts now. And that never used to happen before that.
That's it. It's a forever.
Forever thing. I've just, every time I'm like, oh, my ear hurts. Comedy sucks. Like, that's my immediate reaction. I had to do, like, 3 rounds of antibiotics that year, and I was just, like, it was awful. And I refused to ever get sick again. It's not happening.
Yeah. I was laying in bed, like, 2 nights ago, and I had, like, a tickle, and I, like, coughed a few times, and I had, like, that weird scratchy tickle in my throat, and I was, like, and I literally stood up, and I was, like, no. And I, like, immediately just, like, went straight to, like, the kitchen, and I was just, like, drinking all the water. I, like, grabbed a packet of, like, the emergency powder and just, like, chugged one of those. I'm, like, looking around, like, is there fruit in here?
By emergency
what the fuck
powder.
Can I do? I'm not dealing with this. I can't.
By emergency powder, she means cocaine.
Yes. I made a little milkshake out of it.
Great.
Yeah, I went nuts. Yeah, emergency is like, I don't know. It's a powder that has like heaps of vitamin C and like zinc and
yeah, like
stuff
a Baraka kind of thing.
Like a Baraka, but yeah,
and more American.
yeah, and you just dump it in water and like stir it up.
It's much bigger. Yeah. The packet is much bigger.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, it's like, what's a fizzy power of 3 Barakas? but I just like did that and then. I think I was just dehydrated because it's the weather's been so fucked.
Yeah,
like,
it's been
like hot and then like stormy.
Welcome to Melbourne,
Benny. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the weather's been all weird for the last couple of days, and I think I was just dehydrated. And I've been drinking a lot, so it's just been dehydrated. So
yeah, because it's normally party time for you whenever you're in Melbourne these days. Like, because you used to live here, but
now
it's just festival times.
Just
for you.
Festival times, yeah.
Which is,
and then this, except for this time, which is like
pre-festival,
which is kind of maybe better. Because everyone like more willing to hang out with you because they're not like in the middle of a show, or are they?
No, it's
they're like,
harder
because
everyone's like
spread out.
I'm going to be drunk for the next 30 days.
I don't want to go out.
Yeah,
I'm not going out.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm not coming back.
Ever.
If you don't hang out with me.
Yeah, right.
It's been a lot of like people are like, let's get dinner. And I'm like, okay.
I guess.
Although last night I got to have like my big drunk night. So it was fun. Went to Heartbreaker, had fun, did the whole.
Yeah. Man. And you bumped into random comedians there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You can never not.
I just saw a really fucked mullet and I was like, is that Brett Blake? I saw him from behind. I kind of like waited for him to turn his head a little bit. And I was like, oh, it is. And so I walked up behind him. I got real close to his ear. And I was like, your haircut's fucking stupid. And he was like, what? And I was like, hey, bud.
Ready to G up.
Yeah. He was ready to be like, what the fucking fuck you.
Speaking of being ready to G up, you know, like more like a fun G up, not like a I'll punch you in the face G up.
I mean.
I went to Brisbane. We made like an entire episode just of like us being like, Emily's got a show in Brisbane.
Yep.
How's I called that gonna
it.
Go?
Yeah. I called it. Em has a show in Brisbane.
So an update. Yeah. I've been and I've gone to Brisbane.
How was Brisbane?
Brisbane was actually a ball of a time. Really? Just very, very fun.
It's always how it goes when you're like ready for a city to be fucked.
Yeah.
And you're just like ready. You're like, this is going to be murder in the streets. I'm going to be dodging knives and king hits. It's going to be a nightmare. And then you go and you're like, I haven't been murdered once. This is really
great. I actually had a gig like that in Melbourne where I went to a place and I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
This is going to be very awful.
Yeah.
And like crushed it. I was like, there was these two like 70-year-old stoners in the audience and I'm like, they're going to fucking hate me. And they were like laughing the hardest, clapping, like losing their minds. I'm like, this is why you don't judge a venue.
You found a new audience.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
You just need to go camp out and just do gigs in Nimbin. That's
Yeah, well, I mean,
there's a festival there that like Brett Blake did comedy there.
Unsurprising.
Yeah.
So I went to Brisbane. The highlights of Brisbane, I think, are my boyfriend's family live in Brisbane. So they brought themselves and like a crowd to one of my shows.
Nice. That's really lovely.
And they're a front row family. So they're like sitting in the front row. And it was like theater seating. So, or like cabaret seating. So they had tables, like long tables maybe 10 seats each. And they'd like taken the front and middle long table. Anyway, the show went really well on the Friday night. And then Saturday night was when my partner's family were all there.
Mm-hmm.
And so a third of the show was all about how hard it is for me to live with my partner and how like shitty is it, like everyday tasks. And his mum was losing it.
I bet. She was like, correct.
She was like banging on the table being like, ah! And like at one stage, because it was like, she was literally loving it. I was like, just so we're all clear, that's his mum. Which was like even more.
Everyone lost their fucking minds.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was just like a really beautiful experience that you couldn't recreate that. You know what I mean?
I love it.
And the first time she saw it and everything. So that was like super lovely. And then after the show, she'd like brought some work colleagues and had a few glasses of whatever she drinks. Gin, I think. Good lady. Good woman.
Woman after your own heart. Yeah.
This is a fun fact. Very... like eerily, my mom's birthday is the same as my boyfriend's mom's birthday.
Ooh.
That's weird, right?
It also makes it very easy to remember.
Yeah. Yes, because both of us are like, oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's
the day today.
That should be a rule.
Yeah,
totally.
That should be the law.
Sorry, we can't date.
Yeah, one birthday for everyone I know. Thanks.
Yeah,
I just want to spend the whole day doing admin of telling people I love them and happy birthday, and then never think about it till the next
exactly.
year.
But yeah, so then after the show, she'd have had a couple of gins. And after the show, she walked up to me. She didn't like say like, hey, like whatever. She just walked up to me very close to my face and just went, ha, funny.
Fuck.
Oh, that's so good.
And I was like, that is beautiful.
I mean, what better response do you want?
Yeah, 100%.
That's what you do it for. You know, that's what you get into this business for.
Yeah, that validation.
Is a to be mildly able to... drunk middle-aged woman to get very close to your face and to say, funny. Vaguely menacing.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. I really, truly
this
do.
This is what we all want.
Yeah,
that's 100%. What you
need. That's what you aim for. So yeah, that went really well. And in other, like Ariel, you know that like we know that you move around the world a lot. So I have very big news.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I actually have booked headlining shows in drum roll please.
That was a weird electronic
weakest drum roll of all time, but we all only have one hand. Yep.
And also like, I feel like Vicky's not the type that wants that. Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
In Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
I love that.
So if we have any listeners in Malaysia, and I believe we definitely have at least one.
There's always the spare weird download where you're looking at the stats and you're like,
Yeah.
Who are they?
There's definitely a couple. Because I went, there's only a few. But they're there.
They're there. I've seen it. Yeah, exactly.
We know we have some listeners in Malaysia,
yep,
which is very exciting. So this episode can be called, no, Emily has a show in Malaysia. No, I'm just kidding.
That one can come out later.
We can do that later. But May 9 and 10, I'm going to be doing headline shows in
Malaysia.
That's
so good.
Yeah. That's really cool.
So if you're there, come.
Why not?
100%.
Internationally touring comedian Emily Tresidder.
Internationally headlining comedian. Sorry.
Yes, headlining. Keyword.
Emily Tresidder.
It's me, Emily Tresidder!
People are going to be losing their minds. What if you have this weird following you didn't know about in Malaysia?
Okay, this is what I'm living for. I cannot wait for when I can say I'm huge in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that. Like, I want that for me.
It was like Radio Lab or This American Life or like one of those kind of podcasts. And it was someone who had done like a weird ad for something, and the ad like blew up in Italy, and they didn't know.
Yeah.
And they just didn't
like
know.
Like Sugar Man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they just didn't know that they were like, they were like
huge in Italy.
Like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like an equivalent, but yeah, like they were just like this commercial that got played all the time.
Yeah.
And they brought this dude back and he did more commercials, and he was like, yeah, I'd never seen them, but I figured they were somewhere. It was like, whatever. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And then they
I got
were
a
just
few
like,
grand for it.
It was just like this big deal, like the flow from Progressive Lady, but only in Italy.
Yeah, right.
And he was like very like, and then he like went to, like found out and he went. People were like, oh my God, you're the guy from all the ads. Like, people were like freaking out.
Sick.
And he was like, what the fuck is
What's
this?
Happening?
So maybe that's me in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Or if it's not, maybe after this it will be.
This is your moment. I occasionally have like fantasies about like, oh man, I'm just going to move to a small country.
Yeah. And become huge.
And get so famous.
Yeah.
there's an Australian comedian that was here in Melbourne and he moved to Iceland.
Yeah.
Jonah Duffy, and he you know, he was like just like average, like, you know, funny guy, whatever, but it's really hard in Melbourne to like
yeah
get past,
there's so
like,
many
there's
people
just so many people and so yeah. many comedians, and he moved to Iceland, and now he is like a big deal, and I think it's so amazing. I
wow.
love
so
it. I love the idea of that. And he's like I'm the only openly gay bear Australian comedian in Iceland.
I mean, that's
or the most like the most famous one, and I'm like, I think you're the only
Ooh,
one. Like,
yeah.
But
I
yeah,
love that.
He's got a niche, and he's out there, and he's doing.
I wouldn't mind Iceland. It's cold there, right?
Yeah,
that's what I
could do. Latvia, although maybe not.
Yeah,
because,
maybe
like,
maybe not.
That might not be. That's probably not the one. Maybe Lithuania.
Maybe.
Yeah, there you
maybe.
Go.
Yeah, a small country.
I want to move. I just want to move to Denmark and just.
I could do.
Yeah, do
Denmark.
That. Denmark's what, like 3 million people. In.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
easy.
And
that's less than Melbourne.
To, like,
that's great.
Money, though,
that's
know?
Enough.
It
you
can't
can do
too
things.
Small. Exactly.
Yeah. You can do.
You want to be on like X Factor.
Yeah,
and,
right. Because Iceland's
Denmark's
actually like only like a few hundred thousand people, right?
I know the only big city Reykjavik is supposed to be. It's like 200,000 people. Or
yeah,
something.
I think.
But
the
I think
whole
that
country
maybe
is
maybe it's like
ridiculous.
Little less than a million in the whole country.
Yeah,
who knows? But I just love that idea. I did a gig in Denmark and it was really lovely. And it was just like I was just on vacation.
Yeah,
and. To my partner's extreme disgust, I booked a gig. Like, I was like trying to get gigs.
Sorry, if you're going to date a comedian, this is what's going to happen.
It's the opposite for me because, like, we're going on this trip and I'm like, yeah, cool. I'm just relaxing.
Yeah.
I'll do my pods. That's it. Like, maybe some, like, internet content. That's all, right? And my boyfriend's like, no, like, I reckon you should try and book gigs in here and here. And I'm like, oh.
See, yeah, like, he's supportive, but I guess at this point it's been nearly 6 years and
I've done it.
Every single trip we've ever taken anywhere.
Yeah.
He's like, man, this vacation is going to be so nice. And I'm like, yeah, vacation. Who knows people in this place? Like, we were meant to go to a wedding in like Boston. And I was like, great. So there's this thing called Rochester Fringe and it's happening the week before the wedding. And he's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, no, I'm just going to do like 5 shows. And he's like, you're insane. And like, he was so mad. And I was like, fine. I'm like, I love it, but he gets very like annoyed. Yeah. Where he's like, I just want to have a vacation.
Well, yeah,
where
give
I don't
it, give
have
it
to
6 years, and maybe your
Canadians.
Boyfriend will feel the same way.
No, because I'll always want a vacation.
Yeah, and he'll always be like, no, but give it a go.
Yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the way that I travel at this point is, I just like I'm like, oh, you know, I've never been to Seattle, and I'll be like, Seattle Fringe Festival. I'm like, ooh, cool. It's in August. all right, well, if I don't do Edinburgh, I'm not doing that this year. Cool. And then if I also, and then I just am like, great, I'm going to spend a month.
It's such a good.
It's just the way to do it. It's just the way to travel.
Yeah. I love it.
It's how I do it now.
I kind of like that.
Kind of subsidized travel.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like with my skill, I have to take someone else there and like produce them. I can't just.
Let's go.
Yeah. Right. Done.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad idea, guys. Yeah. I don't want to tell you how to live your lives, but do you need a producer?
But yeah, that's my new travel method.
Great.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do love that as well.
Yeah.
So recent places you've been in Adelaide?
Just in Adelaide.
Yeah,
in Adelaide for the whole thing.
And how was that?
It's great. Apart the fringe from the is always sickness. A bit fucked. Yeah, especially from everyone around me dying of the plague. Yeah. Me somehow being like, am I the Typhoid Mary of Adelaide? Oh my God, fuck.
It's possible.
I just realized I showed up and everyone got sick. But I had a great time. I love the Fringe. It was my third one. And every year you walk away from the Fringe because it's a big festival in a small city and it's hard and it's like, it's a lot of fucking work. And every year you walk away and you go, okay, you know what? I know what I did wrong, or I know what I need to do different next time. I'm going to do it. Great. You know what? I didn't flyer enough, or you know what? I wasn't working hard enough to do it. Yep. And then you go, great. Next year, I learned those lessons. Next year's the year. I'm going to fucking crack it open. It's going to be the best.
Yeah.
And then the next year, it doesn't happen because you make other mistakes. And you're like, okay. Oh, okay. Cool. Next year, though. Next year's the fucking, I learned what I did wrong as well. Cool. And then the next year's the same thing. So it was good. So and every year slightly better.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I need to be partying less. I'm being very honest.
Yeah, it's hard
to
say that.
Very honest with myself.
It's different for you though, like, because you're coming over here and seeing all of your friends. And this is the only time of the year that you're going to see them.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And like I was saying, like, it's my only chance to have fun, and it's like not entirely true, but like it's a little bit true.
Yeah. Like, because for us, Comedy Festival, like living in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's an amazing time and it's the best time of year, all that sort of stuff. But at the same time, you can go home on a Saturday night and it doesn't really matter because like everyone's still going
to
be there.
Every night I went home early, I was like,
I'm missing out on friends.
I'm missing out on a chance to spend, like, I'm only here for, you know, in Adelaide for this Fringe for 4 weeks, and I'm only around these people for a little bit of time.
Yeah. But it's also hard because what you're going home to isn't your home. So you're not necessarily getting the respite that you want.
That's true.
Because like I remember when I was in Adelaide, I was staying in this like axe murderer's house.
Oh, cool. Much.
Like straight up. It was like never been renovated from the 70s. It was like 6 rooms and 2 of them were locked. Like someone's in there dead.
Fuck.
Like the shed had like old rusty tools, but then like a really like new fucking saw, like just like just crazy shit, right? Like holy genuinely God. Like
when was
terrifying
this?
Would it be
around the time of the bodies in the barrel?
I think the last time I did Adelaide was 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
Let's say 4 years ago.
Okay.
Sure.
And it was super cheap, which is why we
of course.
Yeah.
But I just remember like days where I was like, you know what? I actually need a night off. I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
I would go to this fucking place and be like, no,
I don't go to Ed Gein's house.
And this is not fucking like my home.
There was lots of big, like, dark brown, like, sticky puddles everywhere.
It was fucking
smelled like metal. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was super, that's super. Hectic. And, like, all of the, like, crockery and stuff was, like definitely from, like, a deceased old lady.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, like, nothing had changed. Super, super weird.
$10. That deceased old lady was in one of those lockers.
100%.
She was a mummy.
We tried to get in one
night. She was a mummy.
Yeah.
What a dusty, dusty old mummy.
100%.
We tried to get into the rooms and to no avail. We could not do it.
See, when I go to Adelaide, like I stay at my uncle's house, which is nice. Like it's a very, very, very nice house.
Yeah.
But that even doesn't feel like
okay to
go home to. So.
Yeah.
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 So yeah.
So I cannot imagine an axe murderer.
We were staying in this like we were staying just like a little suburb right over from where our venue was. Like so the location was awesome. We had a pool. We were kind of in like the pool house. It was like a little granny flat situation, and it was awesome. But it was this family, and the parents were like really interested in everything we were doing. Right. And they had never had fringe artists as like...
Their boards, or whatever.
They were like, we always talk about it every year. And we finally got around to doing it.
Yeah.
And they were constantly just like showing up and like... knocking on the door.
No way.
Hey guys, what are you up to?
Oh, and we're no,
like,
no,
and like,
no,
and I brought, no. I came over like and did like a drag variety show. Like, I came and so I'm like getting into drag every day. And they're like, do you guys want to hang out? And we're like, oh, we're actually getting ready. And they're like, well, when you're done getting ready, do you just want to pop down the road and get some coffee? And I'm like, no.
No. I'm not paying for friendship.
Yeah, and then like at one point during it, my showmate got sick. Miriam got like quite ill. Like everybody else did, and she got real ill, and fucking they were like coming in and just being like, and like at one point she had like the fan on her, she's like got a fever and she's like laying in bed, and then the dad was like, oh, you're not supposed to have a fan on when you're sick, it's not good for you, let me shut the fan off, and he's like, no keep the fan. Like keep it on, and it's like them like checking in, like you're like coming in and out, so and in and out, just like oh, mom and dadding us,
leave me
what
alone.
How old were they kids?
Their kids were around our age.
Oh, right. So they're yeah. literally so they're, mumming and
yeah,
dadding.
Exactly.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah.
So they weren't like little kids.
Yeah, no,
they were, like,
they had two daughters who were like, yeah.
Adults.
Like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Mid-20s.
Maybe
they
killed them
and
you were their replacement. Oh, right.
Yeah, right?
This is what I was thinking as well, Emily. Yeah.
No, they,
like they were grooming you to stay.
They yeah. were, yeah, I got it. I've already gotten like a few random texts from the lady.
No, you haven't.
I have. Yeah. She's just like, miss you guys already, so next year and I'm just like, oh my god, lady, I've been out of Adelaide for 20 hours. I'm like literally not done driving to Melbourne, and she's like, so next year, do you think you'll come back? What's your show gonna be called? What are you doing? And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, lady.
What the hell?
Oh my god, like I'm not even.
Do you reckon she'll listen to this podcast because your name?
Maybe. Yeah. she's so lovely, but like they were really sweet.
That's a good save.
It was no, they were really lovely, but it was like a little
but
like,
just a bit much.
Yeah,
especially when
much
you want to
of...
just go back to your room after like hanging out or doing a show and you just want to decompress.
Uh-huh.
You do not want to have to deal with someone being like, let's hang out forever now.
Yeah. Let's hang out. Do you want to? And then like they're like, oh, we're having dinner at 6, so if you just want to come to the into the house and have dinner at 6, please. And I was like, oh,
I'm in my 20s, I don't have dinner at 6.
Yeah. And I was like, first of all, it's very early. Second of all, I'm like, half of my face is made up, like I'm like, I look like a ghoul. And then third, like I've got a show at 7, and they're like, oh, you're not coming to dinner then? And I'm like, we didn't have plans.
No.
You just come now at 5:45 and told me to be in the house at 6. It was very
that is so
yeah
oh. There was yeah, it was very funny.
I can't even handle that. That's insane. So tell us more about the show. What
so
what,
it's called
what was the deal?
Errol Conversi and Miriam T's Big Obnoxious Variety Show.
Great.
And it's exactly what it sounded like. We had a different lineup every night. Like we had like burlesque, we had comedy. We didn't book any of the stand-ups in ahead of time though, because I knew there'd just be so many bumming around and
of course.
Bothering me for gigs.
So comics like, are easy to find.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I'll just scrounge them up yep. as I go. But we had a really cool like circus, like hula hoop juggler boy who is like absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Just the most beautiful, like circusy acrobat twink you've ever seen in your life.
I love it.
Who's stunning. We had like cool with a, someone who did burlesque, but she stapled the pasties.
Oh God.
To her body.
Oh so, God.
Saskia Demure. Yeah. She's incredible. Oh. And she's so cool. And
is it actual staples?
Yeah. She's like
so
a staple
it bleeds.
Gun. A little bit.
Stop the yeah. fucking no.
And so she like gets like she puts one on her butt and then she can't reach the other side and she makes an audience member staple
no!
the pasty to her butt. And then she goes to like take off her bra and realizes she's like, oh no, she doesn't have it in. And then she like looks at the pasties and then like looks at the staple gun and the music kind of gets sad and
yeah.
she's like, and then
oh
she's like, chuck, 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 chuck. And it's like,
God, no.
We had a fucking awesome axe on
I'm in pain
thing
just
and like,
thinking about
yeah,
it.
Totally. Yeah, and I remember asking her, being like, what the fuck? And she's like, they don't curl through. They just
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
barely
yeah,
stick
yeah.
in. And it's just like, it's sort of like putting like a sewing needle through like the top layers of your skin.
Yeah.
That
cannot
yeah, like
be
yeah,
real
yeah,
long
yeah,
term.
Yeah, or something.
Surely not.
She was doing it every night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I guess once, and then, if you do it, you kind of build up like, not,
probably
not
yeah,
calluses,
maybe.
But like that kind of
like a little bit like a tolerance to the pain.
Yeah.
Maybe. But and then also after the show, if people wanted, they could staple money to her,
like
well,
$2 coins, or
yeah. Well, it'd have to be a note.
Yeah.
So that's fucking.
Yeah.
So,
it was a joke.
Well, one.
We did over here like bloody practicality.
Just like
you're like no, that
I don't
wouldn't
know
work.
How staple gun will get through a coin. But we, yeah, like we, one night we had these like gruff old, like like hard, like wearing leather lesbians mm-hmm. come in, and they were like, yep. Yeah. You said you had burlesque. We're here for that.
Right.
Like, there was just so many. And they stapled, like, I reckon probably like $20 to her that night of just like, chunk, chunk. And they were like, oh, cool. It was great. Aww. But yeah, it was really fun. And yeah, it was just like the two of us hosting, like, in drag and yeah. just kind of like, you know, 10 minutes, just like kind of bullshitting around and yeah. talking to the crowd and talking to each other.
That sounds sure. awesome.
Roasting
sounds
each like other. It was super fun. Yeah. It was really, really great. It would have been really fun to do it in New Zealand, but.
Oh, well.
You know, these things happen.
Yeah.
So were the people that were in the show like Hula Hoop Dude and Staple Gun Girl?
Yep.
As they shall formally be known yes. from now on. Were they Hula Hoop Punk and
yeah,
Staple
Gun? Yeah, Hula Hoop Punk. Yeah. Big great. Nash. What an angel. I think he's Melbourne based, but.
Oh, no. Were they doing shows as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. So you had just kind of like.
Yeah, it was just like basically we put it out there to people that was like, it's a chance to do like a weird late night show. And
weird promo spot for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, weird promo spot. Come on down.
Yeah.
Five, Dad. 10 minutes and. Yeah.
I love
it. You know, just like any Adelaide, like the first, like some nights were amazing and we would just like walk off and we're like, we are so fucking good at this. And then we had a couple shows then I feel real bad. We had one that Matt Stewart and Seren Jaramana did.
Both previous guests.
Yes. Lovely. And I love them both so yep. much. They're such good eggs. And oh my God, the show was so fucked. It was like genuinely like, and it was the night that Miriam was too sick to come out and I had to host alone. And it was a quiet night, but like sometimes like small crowds can be awesome.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I've done shows to small crowds that like are weirdly sometimes like yeah. some of the best in the run. So I wasn't too worried. And I'm like back announcing. And I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, are you guys ready for a show? And one guy went.
Oh, no.
Like had like two or three claps. And I was like, oh, I reckon you can do better than that. Are we ready for a show? And there was like, woo.
No.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And I like looked over and we had this like contact juggler, like magician guy. And he was backstage with me and he like looked at me and he's young. He's like fairly new. And he kind of like panicked with like just like eye contact and was like, oh, no. And I went, here we go. And I was like, last chance. Are you guys ready to have a fun show? And then like two people clapped and then I walked out and no one did anything.
Stop.
And I was like, what is this?
Why did you come if you hate being alive?
Yeah, exactly. And then I was just like, hey folks, I've been doing 18 shows and I'll be trying really hard.
Yeah.
And like,
but sometimes you can't.
There's just, and it was like, there was two people at the front who were having a great time. There were two people right behind them who were hating it. There was two more people who looked like they maybe didn't know where they were. And then another couple who was thoroughly on the fence. Right. And I was like, man, we're running the fucking gamut. And like, yeah, like Matt went up first, Matt Stewart, and he's like, not often does a crowd match my energy level.
That's pretty funny.
Which was perfect. And they liked what Matt did. And, you know, Matt's so funny and so clever. And he's doing his thing. And then I'm back there with Seren. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. None of them have been this fucked. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad.
Totally.
And he's like, he's like, I do comedy at bars in Sydney all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, we're comedians. We do fucked gigs constantly. Exactly. And I'm like,
the one you have to worry about was the contact.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
They're the ones
the
that
variety
aren't
people
used to it.
Don't aren't used
100%.
To
100%. Yeah.
Yes.
I think comedians are definitely the best at taking that in.
Oh, for sure.
Taking just it like right. Yeah. Just be like, hey, man.
It is what it is. And you know what? During festival, they're probably doing like, fuck, who knows, 5 shows a night.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's be honest.
That's what it was. And afterwards, they went to the Rhino Room Late Show where it's packed out.
Yeah, and they would have fucking crushed. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I saw him at the artist bar later and I like bought him a beer and I was like, thanks for doing my fucked show. I'm so sorry. It was weird. And he was like, no, it was fun. And Seren goes, it was fun. He goes, I mean, I'll never do it again. But, like, but yeah, no, it was cool. And I was like, fair call.
No, that's fair.
So fair.
Yeah.
We have a section of our show that we like to call Hypothetically Yes.
Okay.
I didn't brief her.
So
No, there was no brief. It was just like, hey, do you want to come around to the podcast? And I was like, fuck yeah, that was it. And it was like, cool, see you at 3.
Yeah, no, you never need a brief. But anyway, it's
but
not
also
that.
We wanted to just hang out with our friend.
Yeah,
you know?
Also I just happy to see you.
It's
guys.
Good catch up, really, isn't it? It's called Hypothetically Yes. So Ariel, would you rather?
Yeah,
so at the end, we do a hypothetical question, which M has decided is always a would you rather.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's just easier for me to come up with.
Literally never done anything else. And should we change the name? Who knows?
Hypothetically, yes.
Hypothetically, yes.
So would you rather
yes.
never do a fringe again
Ooh.
Or every fringe you do, You have to stay with that family from Adelaide.
I'll tell you, mid-fringe, my answer...
Let me tell you something.
Mid-fringe, my answer would always be, never do another fucking fringe again. Yeah, like, that is every... Course. My partner deals with it every season. Halfway through the fringe, I'm like, this is fucked. I'm changing my flights. I'm coming home tomorrow. Yeah. I hate this. I'm never coming back to another... I'm quitting. We're buying a house in the country. I'm fucking done.
Fuck Australia and everyone in it.
I hate it. I hate this. I'm quitting performing. I'm just going to go back to working in politics. That's it. I'm finished. And then the end of the fringe, I like FaceTime and I'm like crying on a street and I'm like, it's over and I don't want it to be. Just literally what I did last night, crying outside of David Jones on Burke Street. Like, just like not a crying a lot, just like a couple little tears. Being like, I'm just going to miss everybody so much. Yeah. I think I'd stay with Carmel and Joe again. I think,
right?
Because I mean, look, they fed me a lot.
Yeah. Like, that's free meals.
They were just like a lovely Italian mom and dad.
Oh, which, you didn't tell me they were Italian.
Yeah, they were heaps Italian. Like,
I would definitely take that.
Woggy as like and as some a, lasagna as a conversi. Like,
you gotta do that.
It was kind of just like being at home again a little bit. Like,
so they were basically.
Yeah, they were mom and dadding me so much. I love
that.
Yeah. I think so really, definitely.
Yeah, that was a win.
That was a win. I'd take
They'd
it.
They'd have to come to, I mean, Iceland or wherever you're going to move.
Edinburgh, wherever. They,
you would just travel with them as
it's
your...
It's like mom and dad meet family. My new mom and dad.
These are my travel parents and you're my home parents.
It's like parent polyamory.
Yeah, exactly.
Parents in every port.
I mean, it sounds wonderful, to be
honestly,
honest.
Honestly, I'm not, I don't hate it. I might try to start cultivating some like mom and dad relationship. I've already found my new mom and dad here in Melbourne, so.
Done.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
All right, we have one final question. The same question that we ask of all the guests.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
Just like generally or? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, however you want to take the question.
Cool. I like that they've made the aunt hot in the new ones.
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei is fucking big. Hell yeah. And I'm excited for that. I think that's fun. I was kind of hoping Pepper Potts was going to die so that Iron Man and...
Yeah.
And they could get together, but like...
You never know.
Look, who knows? I like him. He's a little too smart alecky for me. Like, frankly, if I'm being honest, like, it's like an affectation of like, well, I'm such a fucking wisecracking boy.
Sure.
It's like, yeah, we get it. You've got quips. But my partner's been playing the Spider-Man game maybe nonstop for like 9 years. I don't know how long it's. How long has that new Spider-Man game been out?
Yeah, about
40
nine years
in the desert with no water.
Yes. Yes.
So it's all I've seen is watching that Spider-Man game, which looks incredible. But on principle, I won't play it.
Sure.
He's like, you love it. And I'm like, you don't know my life. I like Stardew Valley and Stardew Valley alone.
Honestly, you don't need another game other than Stardew Valley, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't.
I mean, I play some other ones.
Stardew Valley and Skyrim, which there's farming in both the games.
Yeah. So really, you just want to be a farmer.
I just want to be a farmer.
I mean, that's fair.
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
joining us for Comedy Gems.
You're an absolute gem. We've created an absolute gem.
We did.
This is the best.
And you will hear from us soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.